This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And welcome to Gillespie, my friend, for sectional semifinal softball here on 105.3 The Ox, along with Carl DeBar, Tim Mize here. And Carl, a beautiful rendition of the national anthem from Hannah Barrett. That young girl can sing, man.
Oh, yes, she can. And block softballs.
And you can do that.
She's proven that,
well,
too.
Yes, the Gillespie Miners back in the sectional once again. Their seventh sectional in their last 11 seasons. But Carl, this has been the trouble round. They're just 1-5 in the semis.
Well, of course, obvious competition is very tough once you get to this level, and that's a key there. And we looked at that lineup of Nashville. You showed me the lowest batting average.
321.
And that's the ninth place hitter.
Yes.
Who has power even. Hits some double. Oh, boy. Very good team by Nashville, so it's up to Gillespie to play their best.
Nashville enters 23-4 as they beat Fairfield in the regional semifinal 12-1, shut out Columbia in the regional championship 15-0. Of course, we know that Gillespie beat Southwestern in the semifinal 6-3, and then a beautiful ball game on Saturday, knocking off Marquette 2-0.
Marquette was a big step, so let's see if they can make that a next big one.
Let's give you the Nashville batting order here for their head coach, Sean Renth. Again, the Hornets enter 23-4. Valerie Combs, the sophomore, will lead things off and do the catching. Junior Jordan Donato will play center field and bat second. Josie Woodrum, the senior, is in the circle today batting third. Senior Whitley Hunter will clean things up and play third. Colleen Yonke, the sophomore, will play first base and bat fifth. Jill Kuhl, the sophomore, the designated hitter, batting sixth. Ryan Stigman, the junior, will hit seventh and play left. Emmy Puskevich, the junior, will play shortstop and bat eighth. And Kayla Krieger, the senior, playing right field and batting ninth. Sydney Byers, of course, in the circle for the Miners. And the first ball is fouled out of play. And with that, our sectional semifinal is underway right on time at 4:30. You got Shelby Taylor in left, Keaton Lincoln center, Eve Kadukin right, Regan Bussman over at third, Chloe Segura at shortstop, Megan Reifs the second baseman, Michaela Hayes at first, Hannah Barrett, as Carl alluded to, behind the plate, as their pitch misses low, one ball, one strike. And Sydney Byers in the circle, and her numbers, sensational.
Sydney Byers, 12-2 on the year, 1.81 ERA.
Fires, rocks, fires, popped up on the infield. Who wants it? The third baseman makes the call. That is Reagan Bussman. And the wind might have played tricks with her at the end there, Carl.
It is a little breezy, yes. And the rest of Byers, he struck out 178 in 150 and two-thirds innings. Tim walked only 38 this season.
Vince Webster has balls and strikes today. Greg Chappell and Jim Cole have the calls on the bases. So in steps the left-handed swinging Jordan Donato, hitting .427 on the year, five doubles, three triples, 13 RBI. The Hornets center fielder squaring, pulling back, and taking strike one. Mentioned the power of this Nashville squad. The on-deck hitter Woodrum, eight home runs, 11 doubles, 32 RBI. Hunter, the cleanup batter, eight doubles, five homers, 23 RBI. Yonke, the fifth-place hitter, is driven in 28 with 10 doubles. So that misses outside for ball one. So the point is, Carl, that Gillespie needs to be on their toes defensively today.
They do indeed, and yeah, Cindy needs to be able to hit those corners like she did down in Alton.
There is some weather in the area. A little bit of rain starting to spit right now as that ball slash foul, one ball, two strikes. There's a really dark, rainy cloud hovering right around the field, and there's been reports of rain in and around the listening area.
Little sprinkles here right now.
Nashville drove through some heavy rain coming down. Byers, 1-2 pitch. Fouled straight back, just getting the piece, was Donato. Now wind is blowing out towards right center field here today. The winner will play for the sectional championship on Thursday. Gillespie champions of the South Central Conference, 22-6 on the year. Swing and a miss, and Byers strikes out Donato. Two quick outs for Sydney here in the top half of the first
Donato
inning.
Strikes out for the second
as the wind is picking up here.
That brings up the pitcher,
we just hope this weather stays away, Carl. You see a lot of blue skies off to the west behind us, but man.
Been coming up from the south more, and it does look a little more dangerous that way.
Yes, it does. It can stay where it's at. We don't need that, don't want that. Here's Josie Woodrum. Senior pitcher for Nashville, 465 on the year, fouls that straight back for strike one. Eight homers, 11 doubles, 32 RBI in 27 games. Two quick outs here for Byers in the top half of the first inning. Rain showers around. Inside corner called strike two. We look beyond the center field fence, Carl. That looks ominous.
Unfortunately, it seems to be coming this way.
It looks like a wall of rain headed our way. The 0-2. Foul tip. Barrett can't hold on. And Woodrum stays alive. Whitley Hunter waiting on deck if anybody can reach. 79 degrees at game time, but that might have dropped since we checked. The 0-2 from Byers to Woodrum. Hit on a line into left field. Taylor is there for the out, and a 1-2-3 frame for Sidney Byers and the Miners. We've completed a half inning. Nashville doesn't score. Gillespie coming to bat. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at what has turned into a rainy day here at Gillespie, Carl. And it was fine until we had the first pitch. And then the rain started to come as the umbrellas come out here in Gillespie as the first pitch to the back screen on the warm-up tosses for Gillespie. Carl, I'm going to let you give the lineup here while I take care of something. The Gillespie lineup for the Miners as Regan Busman, as we know, will be leading things off.
And then Hayes and also Link batting third for the Miners. Well, you know, another factor is this type of weather can affect pitching too. Some pitchers, doesn't bother. Others, it can really mess up, Tim. We'll see if our Nashville pitcher, which I didn't give her stats, but Josie was 9-1 on the season, 2.3 ERA. She struck out 105 in 76 innings. Pretty big-time strikeout pitcher, but she gives up 71 hits on the year, so getting hits is not unusual. Reagan Busman up to the plate.
Boy, it is turned into a lovely day here, Carl.
Yeah.
As the first pitch is taken for a ball. I put my pin underneath the tarp I just put down. Got it back now. So Regan Busman leading things off for Gillespie as we are playing in a steady rain shower now. That is a called strike on the outside corner. One ball, one strike to Regan Busman, the Gillespie leadoff batter here in the bottom half of the first inning. A steady rain shower.
What do you think about pulling back the table? The water's coming in right here.
Fine by me.
There we go.
So here is Woodrum's first 1-1 offering outside, 2-1. Two balls, one strike, and the rain continues to pick up here at Gillespie. Two balls, one strike. On Busman, the minor leadoff batter, slaps that foul past third. Two balls, two strikes. Nothing like playing a sectional game in a rain like this, Carl. There's enough of a wind, too, where it is a problem. But there's no lightning, so we play on. Good crowd on hand here today as well. Michaela Hayes will follow. Keaton Link after that. Sidney Byers cleaning things up. Shelby Taylor hitting fifth. Chloe Segura batting sixth. Megan Reif is seventh. Ika Duke hitting eighth. And Hannah Barrett batting ninth. That ball just fouled the plate as Busman does a good job to stay alive. She's doing all she could to spoil that offering from Josie Woodrum. Well, this is a radio announcer's worst nightmare here, Carl, trying to protect the broadcast equipment while still calling the ball game here. There's enough wind, too, to where it's really just causing a problem. As Woodrum gets set for the 2-2. Outside, 3-2, and Carl, these are brutal conditions to try to be pitching in.
This is true.
If this would have
get a girl
been doing
on or
this
two and
10 minutes before the game, Carl, they wouldn't have ever started the game.
No, they would have probably waited it out.
mean, the rain literally started about the time Sidney Byers threw the first pitch. Nashville didn't score in the top of the first. As Reagan Bussman, the leadoff batter here for Gillespie, the home plate umpire, steps away from the plate for a moment. It's just a straight win. It's not a big storm. The head coach for Nashville, he wants the Hornets to come off the field, I think. Sean Rentz standing in the dugout thinking, are we really going to play in this type of game? I think he's concerned about the grip on the ball for his hurdler, Josie Woodrum. So he's going to send a towel out to her to see if she can maybe keep the ball dry. She had one with her, but it's already wet. She's going to stick that into her back pocket. Now, they had rain in the forecast, Carl, but, boy, it looked like we were going to skirt it. We did not.
No, it just kind of had to sneak on over.
Three balls, two strikes on the minor leadoff batter, Reagan Bussman. Headed home from Woodrum. Outside on a leadoff walk. So a nice at-bat by Bussman in the rain to work that walk. And that'll bring in Michaela Hayes. Because there's a real possibility we're going to have two different games. The part of the game played in this and the part of the game that's played once the rain stops.
And last view on the radar, it wasn't going to be a long, long rain by no means.
You told me it wasn't supposed to get here until 5:15.
Yeah. Do you ever trust those things?
No, you can't do it, especially when it's scattered like this. Hayes squares, pulls back, takes ball one. It's raining harder than it was when Sidney Byers was out there, and the head coach from Nashville is going to come out again. I think he's going to have a conversation and say, my pitcher can't grip the softball properly. Can we continue to play in this? My answer would probably be, why not just pull him off the field and let this passing shower pass? But we'll wait and see. You always liked playing football in the rain as a kid. That was always fun. But no one ever said, let's go play baseball in the rain. That'll be a good time.
It never bothered me any.
Well, nothing ever bothered you, though, did it, Carl?
Yeah, pitching wasn't affected at all. It was bad before it got worse.
Hey, we'll have sectional baseball on the radio tomorrow. North Mac will be hosting Quincy Notre Dame. We'll have live coverage beginning at 4:15 on WSMI FM 106 and online at WSMIRadio.com. And now the officials are going to get together here and decide what they want to do. And this is just the worst case scenario possible here, Carl, to where you know the rain's around, but it's not raining at start time. This game started right on time at 4:30, but no sooner do you throw the first pitch as here comes the rain, and it just gets a little bit harder with each passing moment. And I think it's safe to say that with a leadoff walk and the first pitch missing to Hayes, that it is affecting Josie Woodrum. How could it not?
Yeah, I was alluding to that as they started with the rain coming down, but, you know, it's lightening up already. I'm questioning, is it worth getting off the field and going back on in, 15 minutes? If, you know, when are you going to go back now? It's hardly raining comparably now.
Those are the tough calls in these situations, no doubt about it, as you just got to make your decision and go with it. The officials having the conversation as right now at his Greg Chapel, Jim Cole, and Vince Webster. They're standing between home and the circle. They've been there for about a minute or so. And
well,
as Carl said, it
like
has
I say, it's lightening up quite a bit.
All the Nashville infielders are in the circle. The three outfielders tuttled up in right center field. Reagan Bussman just standing all alone over there.
Never been on first that long.
No, she's never been on first that long. That's exactly right.
Usually she already stole second by now.
Of course, she scored the first run in that sectional or regional championship game on Saturday from second base on a ball that never left the infield. And you can understand the frustration that Nashville senses right now with this rain, but it is lightning as we speak, and it's not like there's a big thunder system that is in the area. Vince Webster talking it over with the Nashville head coach, Sean Rentz. And I think we're going to keep playing. Nashville's still on the field. And we're going to play. The rain may have just stopped, or at least really lessened. So here's Michaela Hayes ahead in the count. One ball, no strikes. Bussman, the runner over at first. She walked to lead off the ball game. Sectional semifinal. Hayes squaring, pulling back, taking ball two. But with the conditions as they are, Carl, this is a situation where if you're Gillespie, you would love to be able to capitalize
absolutely
on the moment. Two balls, no strikes on Hayes, a 250 hitter on the regular year, 26 RBI. Stands in the front of that right-handed batter's box. Pulls back, takes.
Ball three.
3-0. And Woodrum in danger of walking the first two she faces. Gillespie with the orange jerseys, black pants, white socks. Nashville has the blue pants trimmed in the red and the white. Gray t-shirt jerseys with blue sleeves. They've got the blue and red stirrups. Hayes takes ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the bottom of the first inning. Bussman to second, Hayes down to first, and Keaton Link will stroll to the plate here for the Miners. Michelle Smith flashing the signs down at third. Joe Kelly over at first. Joe Kelly, Jim Matisse do such a great job of taking care of this softball field here. And joked with Jim, he was watering the field before the ball game. I said, Jim, I've never seen you water this field. Seen you dump Diamond Dry on it plenty
really
of times.
Yeah. It's usually quite the opposite, isn't it? He's usually trying to get it dry.
Here's Woodrum's first offering to Hayes, inside and low. Ball one. And right now, Josie is really struggling with the grip and the control. And you can see the annoyed look on the face of head coach Sean Rentz. To Keaton Link, the senior. Hit that big solo home run of the regional semifinal win over Southwestern. They got Gillespie on the board, and that was that game's only run for the longest time. Link hitting 305, 25 RBI on the year. One ball, one strike. As the rain continues to fall here at Gillespie. The 1-1 inside. Bussman's off at the pitch, and she's out at third. I'm not sure where she was going, Carl.
Nope, she just didn't have much hope there as Combs had a great throw to third.
And Hayes is still standing at first. The pitch was low for ball two. That's a big out in the inning. Reagan Bussman cut down at third. Nice throw there by Valerie Combs. Big first out in the inning. Two balls, one strike to Keaton Link. Stand strong in that right-handed box. Strike called inside corner. Two balls, two strikes. Call may only be the first inning, but that could prove to be a very big play in this ball game. Little things become big things in sectional semifinals. Two balls, two strikes. One on, one out. Upstairs, 3-2.
Well, it takes pressure off the pitcher. She doesn't have runner at second and first right now, so.
The inning has a completely different feel.
I mean, it makes it a little easier on the whole team for Nashville. Feeling a little more relaxed.
Three balls, two strikes. Hayes, the runner at first. Pitch to Link. Fouled straight back over the screen. New softball out to Josie Woodrum. Trying to keep the bat grip dry, keep your hands dry. That's the challenge for the hitter. Of course, the pitcher has all sorts of challenges trying to have a dry hand and a dry ball. If you're an outfielder, that ball rolls through the grass. You have no idea what the condition of it will be when you come up throwing. 3-2, upstairs, ball four. That's three walks to start the ball game for Woodrum with a caught stealing mixed in.
Looms bigger and bigger, don't it?
Oh, boy, it does. Sydney Byers coming to the plate now. Waiting for Nashville. This is a frustrating start to the ball game with this rain falling. And a pitcher who walked just 21 on the year walks the first three she faces here today in Gillespie. Here's Byers, 32 RBI, 6 home runs, 10 doubles on the year, a 486 batter. She takes ball one inside.
Yeah, put in perspective, average, full game, two walks a game. She's already overachieved that in this inning, first.
No score, bottom of the first inning. Byers worked a 1-2-3 frame. It wasn't raining nearly as hard in the top of the first. Inside, it hit Byers in the foot, and she will take her base. So three walks, a hit batter, and Carl, I know the umpires, they don't want to stop, but when you see three walks and a hit batter in rain like this, how do you not pull the kids off the field?
Yeah, originally, of course, they stopped, and now it's raining again. The rain basically stopped, so.
And we might get a stoppage now. As Sean Rent might have said something to Michelle Smith. She's up having a conversation now with our home plate umpire, Vince Webster. And he might be making the point to Michelle that he just doesn't think that it's a rain issue, and she might just say, well, let's just go ahead and maybe do the best thing. The umpire is asking each other again. He wants to play ball. So we're going to keep on playing. And it's raining harder now than it was 3 minutes ago.
Yeah, now it's a little – this is where it rains a little harder, and it is hard to deal with.
Well, that didn't hit Byers. Must have missed her foot. I thought it clipped her foot. So Sydney's in the box with a 2-0 count. The two balls, no strikes on Sydney Byers as she tries to keep her bat handle dry. And now the Nashville kids, they're going to come off the field as finally Vince Webster says, all right, let's get
it's
under some.
Yeah,
it's starting to rain harder heavy. Now. So rain delay here in the bottom of the first inning as it is really coming down pretty good here in Gillespie. And Carl, now we start to worry about field conditions. As we've talked about before, this field, they can get wet in a hurry here. They have a great crew that takes care of the field, but you just wonder how much water it'll be able to take.
Well, hopefully this is a temporary shower. It's going to the way it's coming down, though, if they get it too long, it's going to be a problem on the infield.
So no score, bottom of the first inning. Gillespie has runners at first and second with one out. We're in a rain delay here in this 2A softball sectional semifinal at Gillespie. The Nashville Hornets and the Gillespie Miners no score. We're going to take a break. We'll come back to a rainy Gillespie following these messages on the Ox. Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie, and the Nashville Hornets are back on the field. Carl, that is a fantastic sign.
Ready to roll, getting the pitchers, her warm-ups.
And Josie Wooders were like, oh, yeah, this is what it's like to pitch not in rain. She walked the first three batters that she faced, but a big caught stealing in there as Valerie Combs was able to cut down Reagan Bussman trying to take third base, and she was out, as Carl said, by about two body lengths as Whitney Hunter was able to get the tag down to get Bussman out for a big out number one at third base. So as Nashville takes their infield here, the Miners out of the dugout. They're all trying to get Woodrum re-timed here. And that will be the maybe one of the big questions here in this spot, Carl, is which team gets back to game intensity first.
Miners really still can't let this opportunity go to waste. Two runners in scoring position. No, one runner in scoring position, but first and third with just the one out. And the right hitter's up there, too.
And the right hitter is up there. That's exactly right. Yeah, I had forgotten that Link got over to third. Or, excuse me, that Hayes had gotten over third. I had her at second. So he had his first and second and third.
Yeah, I was wondering why she wasn't on second. Okay, that's what I thought. Well, the wild pitch got them both moved up.
There was a lot going on there in the last few moments of before they called that game. So second
there
and
is
third,
two.
One out, and Sydney Byers at the plate in a 2-0 count. So two Miners in scoring position. Here is your restart in the bottom of the first inning. Not quite, though. Vince Webster wants to come out and have a conversation. He just wants to double-check the count. Confirm that. Two balls, no strikes. So we are just about set. It's going to be about a 25-minute rain delay. It's thrown at 4:48, and at 5:14, we have another pitch coming home in our softball sectional semifinal. Woodrum's 2-0 to Byers. Sydney swinging and laces it into right center field. Yes! Two runs will score. The first pitch after the rain delay.
Wow.
For a two-run single.
Well, you had a feeling that Woodrum would want to throw a strike already behind 2-0, and it looked like Sydney was waiting for it.
She didn't wait around after that rain delay. What a big-time hit for Sydney Byers. She'll be lifted for the courtesy runner now. That'll be Lauren Bertinoli. Man, that's a huge hit. 2-0 Gillespie here in the bottom half of the first inning. The first pitch after the rain delay. Going to bring in Shelby Taylor. She'll hit from the left side. Woodrum's first offering to Shelby upstairs for ball one. Well, if you're Woodrum, Carl, that's frustrating. You pitch in rain, and then your first pitch not in the rain, ripped. Outside ball two. And you're exactly right. Byers knew that Woodrum was coming with something over the heart of the plate.
Yeah, she couldn't afford to fall behind 3-0 right on one pitch. So probably had it in her mind to swing away.
That ball hit up the middle and through for a base hit for Shelby Taylor. Bertinoli will stop at second that just got underneath the glove of Woodrum there in the circle. Boy, if you're Gillespie here, Carl, you get real greedy.
Absolutely.
Chloe Segarra steps in now. Chloe hitting 325 on the air, 11 doubles, 22 RBI. And Carl, we've talked about the depth of this Gillespie lineup throughout the year and specifically this postseason run. And here you are with your sixth place hitter at the plate, 11 doubles on the year.
One would look great right here.
Yes, it would. She takes a called strike one. The temperature didn't drop a lot. We were 79 at the start. It's 78 now. But it is overcast. And a darker cloud now kind of hanging out over left center field. Change up in for a called strike two. Nothing and two on Segarra. Two on, one out, two runs home for Gillespie. Oh, the Gillespie dugout being told to calm down their cheering, Carl. They were too aggressive. I guess they were banging balls on the fence. Evidently, that's a no-no. Can't have that. There's no room for those types of shenanigans from high school kids.
I think that usually was a big issue.
I didn't realize it either. The 0-2 pitch fouled out of play right side. Carl, the rain didn't scare off the crowd. We got a nice crowd on hand here. All the bleachers are filled up. A lot of folks in lawn chairs standing about as well. And you see quite
center
a few
field.
People in the outfield. Yeah. That's
almost
a good place
all the
to
way
watch
around.
Good place to watch a ball game. Beyond the fence here at Gillespie. The 0-2 pitch from Woodrum to Segarra. Headed home. Fouled away again right side. 2-0 Gillespie on a two-run single by Sydney Byers in the first pitch after our rain delay. Wound up being a 26-minute delay. Here's the 0-2. Segarra takes that wide. He gets to the back screen, and both runners going to move up. So it's second and third, one out again. 2-0 Gillespie.
Woodrum now with two wild pitches just in this inning.
Nashville has the ability to score a bunch of runs. So
you got to tack on.
One ball, two strikes. Segarra asks for time and is granted it at the plate. Wind picking up a little bit now, blowing out towards right center field. Maybe more straight towards right field. Woodrum's pitch, swing and a miss. Had Segarra out in front on the changeup. And a big second out for Josie Woodrum and Nashville. That'll bring in Megan Rice, the young sophomore, hitting 253 on the air, 23 RBI for Megan Rice.
Megan Rice.
Rice a chance for a big two-out hit here. Gillespie already leading 2-0. That's upstairs, ball one. Bert Nolley, the courtesy runner for Byers, over at third. Taylor, the runner, out at second. Shelby single. Bertinoli took over at first base for Byers after Shelby's two-run base hit. The one ball pitch swung on missed by Reif. One ball, one strike. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. You can always find our broadcast schedule at WSMIRadio.com for the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Called strike two outside corner. One ball, two strikes on Megan Rice. And Josie Woodrum a strike away from sending us to the second. It was a long first inning, Carl.
Long first inning, a lot of pitches.
Fouled at the plate. I was talking more in terms of time, the 50-minute first inning.
Well, yeah, that part, of course, with the rain delay. A lot of walks.
Woodrum walked three in the rain. First pitch out of the rain delay. Laced into right center field by Sydney Byers. 2-0 Gillespie. Right, swing and a miss, strikes out, and the inning is finally over for Nashville, but the damage is done. A two-run single for Sydney Byers. We've completed one inning here in the softball sectional semifinal. Gillespie leads Nashville 2-0.
Two hits with two left. First in the top of the second inning for the Hornets.
Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at the Gillespie Softball Complex, right behind Ben Gill Elementary. Miners leading 2-0 as we go top two as Sydney Byers drove in two with a single on the first pitch after the rain delay. And Carl, she's back to work, and it's been a long time since she was in the circle.
Back to 4:30.
Yeah, about 4:34 probably, because that was a quick top of the first. She deals with 4, 5, and 6. Ball one inside to the cleanup batter for the Hornets, Whitley Hunter. She'll be followed by Colleen Yonke and Jill Cool. Hunter, a senior, hitting .417, 8 doubles, 5 homers, 23 RBI. Open stance, rips that fair past the third baseman, Bussman. Woo!
Wow.
Hot corner for sure. All the way to the fence it goes. Taylor digs it out, and that's a leadoff double for Whitley Hunter.
You don't hit it any
Hunter
harder than that.
Down the left field
line. The reaction of Bussman, by the time she reacted to all that, ball it whizzed by her head.
And she was at the bag, thank goodness. How many times do you see a third baseman playing in on some of these batters? That was not a batter to play in on, which I'm glad she wasn't.
That'll get your adrenaline up after a rain delay. Now to bring in Colleen Yonke, the young sophomore, hitting .455 on the year, 10 doubles, 28 RBIs. First ball swinging over the head of Kaduk. She misplayed it. It'll go to the fence. One run will score as in the second goes Yonke on the double. Kaduk's first step was in. Carl and it burned her.
Yes, indeedy. That does every time. That ball hit at him, and a lot of times, for some reason, it's like they just instinctively think it's short and take a step in and then have no chance to get back.
RBI double for Yonke. Back-to-back doubles for Nashville to start at the top of the second, and just like that, the lead cut in half and the tie-in run out at second. Sophomore Jill Cool, the designated hitter, hitting .367 from the left side. Fires has her sign from Barrett. Outside, ball one. So the first inning, Carl, will be the outlier of this game with all the rain that we had in the bottom half of the first inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch, low and wide, 2-0. Sydney falls behind 2-0 to Cool after back-to-back doubles. The ball from Hunter was scorched. The ball off the bat of Yonke could have been caught out in right field. The 2-0, swing and a miss there, outside corner, placed nicely, 2-1. Waiting on deck, the seventh place hitter, Ryan Stigman. Wind blowing out towards right field. 2-1, swing and a miss on the high fastball there. Cool went out of the zone, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Sydney right back onto the rubber. There it flashes the signs. Sydney has the one she wants, the 2-2. Hit right back to Byers. Nova got under her glove into center field. The runner fell between second and third. That is Yonke. Hopefully she's okay. She hit the ground hard, Carl. She was going to make
cool
the turn potentially to come
center.
Home, and I think her cleats got caught in the dirt, and she hit
number 21, Ryan Stickman.
Did a total rollover to third base. She seems to be shaking it off.
Byers agitated with herself. That was a comebacker right to her that she knows she should have fielded.
It just went, it didn't hop at all. It
just
basically
got under her glove.
Yeah, just stayed right on the ground.
Yeah, she might have anticipated
a little hop,
but it didn't come. So the Nashville Hornets have something cooking in a big way here. Top of the second inning, 2-1, Gillespie leads. Runners at first and third, nobody out. And Colleen Yonke, she's hearing it from her teammates over there in the dugout about the eventual trek she just had.
Yep, that's getting the full uniform dirty in one play.
They're going to get
total
more,
rollover.
They're going to get more Diamond Dry out on the field in that spot as Jim Matisse will bring in another bag of Diamond Dry as literally Colin Yonke got stuck in the mud.
Cleats got a little muddy, most likely, being on the bases.
We had a 26-minute rain delay as the entirety of the bottom of the first inning before the game was stopped was played in a fairly heavy rain. It wasn't raining when the ball game started, and really no sooner than Sydney Byers throw the first pitch as a light drizzle started to fall. The top of the first inning went so quick because Sydney went 1-2-3 that it never really had a chance to open up when the Miners were in the field, but by the time we came back for the bottom of the first, it was raining at a pretty good clip. And it stayed that way until the game was finally put into a rain delay at 4:48, just 18 minutes after we got underway. And as Jim Matisse drops down that Diamond Dry, Carl, according to the flag, the wind's blowing out towards right field, but according to the Diamond Dry, it's blowing straight in.
hard to figure out. It is blowing in a little bit. As you see, the flag adjusts off and on, too. It's more straight out to right field now.
So Joe Kelly manicuring over there between second and third. Really right in front of the third base bag is where the incident was with Colleen Yonke. So it's three consecutive hits to start the inning. A double by Hunter, RBI double by Yonke, single by Kuhl. Runners at first and third, nobody out, and Ryan Stigman at the plate for Nashville. Now, a couple of plays that could have been made in this inning, Carl. A fly ball to right field that could have been caught, and
right
a ground
between,
ball right back to
right.
Sydney.
One somewhat just a bad hop, the other just a bad decision as she took that first step
once
in from the outfield.
Number 21, Ryan Stigman.
2-1, Gillespie leading, top two, sectional semifinal. Been an eventful day so far with the weather. First pitch to Stigman, swung on and missed. Similar situation the Byers had in the regional championship game on Saturday, Carl. It was a first and third, nobody out situation, and she left all the runners right there. We'll see if she can do the same thing. 7, 8, and 9 in this Nashville order, but it's not a normal 7, 8, and 9. Averages 379, 382, and a team low 321. Ripped foul out of play, nothing in two. So quickly, two strikes on Stigman. New softball out to Sydney. She strolls to the back of the circle. Now back onto the rubber she goes. There it taps the right side of her helmet, signaling something to the defense. The 0-2, strike, three called, and Stigman is frozen and out on strikes. A big out number one.
Stigman strikes out looking for
that
the first
will bring
out
in
the inning.
Emmy Paskevich, the junior.
The shortstop, number 15,
on the year.
Emmy Paskevich.
First and third, one out. Third baseman Busman even with the bag. The first baseman Hayes a few steps in front. Swing and a miss. On the eighth place hitter, Paskevich. She's the shortstop for these Hornets. Big spot in the ball game here. A 2-1 Gillespie lead. Nashville threatening. Three hits started the inning. Played in one run, setting up first and third. There's one out now. Strike called right over the heart of the plate at the knees. Nothing in two. Sydney would love another strikeout right here and now. Coming into the game, 178 strikeouts and 150 and two-thirds innings. The 0-2. Over but low for ball one. Winner of this game gets the winner of Freeburg and Bree Central for the sectional title on Thursday. And I was told by the Nashville folks, Carl, regardless of who wins this game, they will be hosting the winner of this game. Upstairs, a great snag by Barrett. She came out of her crouch and caught that on the webbing of the glove.
Does a great job for the Miners. Hannah Barrett.
Two balls, two strikes, two on, one out, a 2-1 Gillespie lead, top two. Byers has her sign, brings it. Pop up, Barrett gives it a look, and that will get out of play. Lands right on the concession stand table. Oh, the hot dog's okay.
Well, hopefully.
That would be a big loss. Now, Corey talked about it before, but one of the things I missed the most during this sports season was no pork burgers at football
all football
games on Fridays. The 2-2, just inside, three balls, two strikes. Things slowly but surely getting back to normal, and this feels normal today, doesn't it, Carl?
Feels back to normal, rain delay, everything.
Yeah,
just
right.
Everything's
everything.
Normal.
That's right. All is well. The 3-2. Walked her. Woo! That was close, but ball four. Sydney Byers can't believe it.
That'll load the bases.
Bases
for right
are
fielder,
loaded
number
with
seven,
one out.
Gayla Krieger.
Gayla Krieger steps in, the senior right fielder. Lowest average in the starting lineup at 321. And Carl, she's got 17 RBI, so she has hit in a number of these
right.
situations throughout the year. She will
dangerous
hit from the left
hitter.
Side. Very dangerous. Fires. Rocks. Fires. Swing and a miss. No place to put Krieger. Two doubles started the inning. One scoring a run. A single. A strikeout. And then a walk. Bases loaded. One out. 2-1. Gillespie with the lead. Barrett flashes a sign. Sydney has the one she wants, the one strike offering. Outside, ball one. The leadoff batter, Valerie Combs, waits on deck for Nashville. In an inning of almost for Gillespie. Almost an out and right. Almost an out back to the pitcher. Almost strike three called. Swing and a miss there. One ball, two strikes. Sydney back. Behind the rubber, collects her thoughts. Big pitch here, one ball, two strikes to the ninth place hitter, Krieger. Swing and a miss, struck her out. Two out of the inning.
Krieger strikes out for the second out in the inning.
Third strikeout comes at a big time, Tim.
Number 17,
that'll bring in Valerie Combs. She popped out to Bussman to start the ball game. And that's before it was really raining, but Carl, remember, there was a little bit of a wind gust that affected that ball late, and maybe that was a precursor of what was about to happen. First pitch from Byers to Combs. Fouled out of play right side. Nashville had first and third, nobody out. It's first and third, two outs. And no more runs have crossed. Nashville had a dominating run. 7-year period from 2011 to 2017, a couple of state titles and another trip to state. There's a called strike two. It's the first sectional appearance since 2017. Now, that's only two postseasons.
True.
Nothing to two. Byers has Combs set up. Upstairs, one and two. High intensity right now. Both fan bases on the edge of their seats. Big moment in the ball game, even though it's only the top of the second inning. One ball, two strikes. Bases juiced. A one-run Gillespie lead. Over but low. Good take there by Combs. That was a tough pitch. I think Byers put that where she wanted.
Well, first she tried to get her to swing at the higher pitch. That'd been the ideal one where you can't do nothing with. Went to the lower one.
Byers has her sign. The 2-2 headed home. Hit foul past third off the fencing in front of the Nashville dugout. This is one of the bigger crowds we've seen at a ball game so far this spring slash summer in terms of the softball and baseball.
Nashville definitely brought their contingents.
They brought the rain with them, too. They drove through all those rain to get
they brought them. The rain with them.
So we thank them for that. Two balls, two strikes. Base is loaded, two outs. Byers trying to put away Combs. Rim foul again. Same spot almost took the head off of her third base coach and head coach, Sean Rent. Woof. So Carl, two straight pitches way out in front, pulls it foul off the fencing of her own dugout. So if you're Byers, you're obviously thinking about that. Maybe a change of course.
A little change up.
Gillespie got two runs thanks to a two-run single by Sydney Byers in the bottom of the first. An RBI double by Colleen Yonke has Nashville on the board. That ball hit foul again. That one was chopped foul out in front that time was Combs, but still got it pull side. Sydney had a crisp top of the first. She has had to work here in the top of the second. She told us on Saturday she pitches better in the heat. She's used to the summer ball and all that. It is not hot here today. Cool breeze, mid-70s. No sunshine. The 2-2 inside. Gets past Barrett to the screen. Play at the plate. Byers can't make it. Scoots away from Sydney. No further advancement, and the game is tied at 2. Three balls, two strikes to count on Valerie Combs as both runners for Nashville move up on the play. So Cool to third, Miskevich to second. Tied at 2.
Hannah's throw really was a little high to Sydney. Otherwise, I think they had at least a shot.
Sydney didn't catch it cleanly, but she was trying to get the tag down.
Yeah, she had to get the tag down before. There was not any in-between time, let's put it that way. Perfect throw would have been almost needed.
The 3-2 from Byers to Combs. Popped up. Barrett will give it a look, and that's out of play. Off the roof of the school and over the top. Those clowns that were a little darker after we got our restart, they're pushing off slowly to the southwest. So we should be good in terms of the rain the rest of the day. Although the rain shower we had was a bit of a surprise. The 3-2, ripped into right center field. Nashville has taken the lead. That will go to the wall. Two runs will score as Combs will cruise into second with a two-run double.
So close to getting out of this inning with no run scored, Tim.
And doubles to right field.
Tough break there now. Nashville takes a 4-2 lead.
Third double of the inning.
It'll bring up number three, the center fielder,
Jordan
Donato. Jordan
Donato to the plate. Junior center fielder was a strikeout victim back in the first.
And as we went over this Nashville lineup, there really is no place to pitch to as far as the lineup goes.
So we talked about the depth of the Gillespie lineup. Same deal with this Nashville lineup. There are no places in the lineup where you look, okay, if I get there,
right,
I can get an out. Squaring is Donato. Bunts it. Byers backhand. She's got no play. She looked to third. Nobody was there. As Bussman didn't take charge, Carl. Bussman's got to call Byers off, take that ball and throw to first.
Donato with a infield single. Putting runners on first and third.
Combs
for the
up
pitcher,
to third.
Number 19,
that'll
Josie
bring in Woodrum. She flied out to left. That ended the top of the first. Then the rains came. And Carl, you mentioned the long layoff that Byers had with that rain delay. She had such a good groove
right
on top of the first.
You hate to have a good groove, a good start, and then have a long, long delay. Just got to regroup, though.
Little meeting on the mound there. As Nashville has taken a 4-2 lead. Two out in the inning. As Byers was an out away from leaving the trouble on the bases. First pitch to Donato, takes a called strike one. Taking second base without a throw, Donato. Four-two, Nashville with the lead. It's the wind now almost blowing straight in from center field. That ball is hit softly over second base into center for a base hit. Link will pick it up. Two more runs will score for Nashville on the RBI single from Josie Woodrum.
Center field scoring two runs. Coming up, the cleanup hitter and
all happening
third
with two outs.
Number 23, Whitley
six
Hunter.
Runs home for Nashville.
You go back to the fly ball that could have been played better, to the ground ball that went between the legs. These two plays really look big now.
Absolutely.
Would have been out of the inning with no run scoring with those plays.
Whitley Hunter started this inning with a double. She's up again, the 10th batter here in the inning for Nashville. She pops that up on the infield. Who wants it? The second baseman, Rife, makes the catch and the call, and the inning is over, but not before
Hunter
Nashville
out to
played
the second baseman
six
for the third
runs
out in the
on
inning.
Five
in the
base
top
hits,
of the
three
inning,
of them doubles. As we go bottom two, Nashville leads Gillespie 6-2.
With one left.
Well, it's been an eventful game through an inning and a half.
It has been. Don't know which way it will turn.
Kaduk hits that on the ground. The second baseman able to knock it down. Kolbaum on to first for the out. And Kaduk is retired 4-3.
To the second baseman for the first out in the inning. That'll
bring
up the catcher,
bring in
number
Hannah
one,
Barrett.
Hannah Barrett.
And Barrett hitting 405 on the year. And for Gillespie, Carl, you don't got to worry about getting it all back this inning, but you'd like to get something.
Yeah, it's hard to score like they did, but, you know, two key plays were plays that just weren't made. Otherwise, that doesn't happen. But, you know, you hope to get the same breaks as they got.
Woodrum's first offering to Barrett in for a called strike. Getting a little windier here at Gillespie as this game moves along. Upstairs, 1-1.
Miners could have had a little more offense in that first inning. Remember, second and third opportunity. Could not get more than the two runs home.
Wind coming about 10 miles an hour right now.
Steady, too.
Swing and a miss there as Barrett chased the high offering, 1-2. And an east-southeast wind blowing out towards right field here at the Gillespie Softball Complex. One ball, two strikes. To Hannah Barrett in the dirt, ball two. Reagan Busman, the minor cleanup batter, waiting on deck. Woodrum walked the first three batters she faced in that first inning in a pretty heavy rain. Fouled back by Barrett. Woodrum's first pitch after the rain delay was laced into right center field by Sydney Byers for a two-run scoring single. But since that time, Carl, she has settled in, allowed a hit to Taylor, but then strikeouts of Segura and Reif just got Kaduk to start the bottom half of the second inning. There fouls that back. Hannah hanging tough with two strikes. Talk about the ninth place hitter for Nashville and how Krieger hitting 321, the lowest average on the team. For Gillespie, you got Hannah Barrett hitting ninth, but she hits 405 on the year with some pop.
With some pop.
Let's be looking for a base runner here as Barrett lifts that into right center field. Krieger is over and makes the catch for out number two.
Barrett fries,
that'll bring in
flies out to the right fielder.
Reagan Busman,
for the
sophomore
second out
cleanup
inning,
hitter for
that'll
Gillespie.
Bring up number six, the third baseman, Reagan Busman.
She will hit from the left side. The base is clear and two outs.
Wind definitely blowing the wrong way on that hit, Tim.
Yeah, it is gusty.
If it was
gusty straight in
outside or going out, that might have been a tough play or even out of the ballpark.
It just kind of held it up, though.
It held it up a long time, I think.
Woodrum peers in for a sign. Ball one outside. Bottom of the second inning, 6-2 Nashville with the lead. Gillespie got two in the bottom of the first. Nashville got six in the top of the second. A couple of the plays that could have been made defensively for the Miners that weren't. Fouled straight back by Busman. One ball, one strike. A little different weather day than what Gillespie had on Saturday in the regional final. That was hot, humid, and sunny. This is overcast, windy, and we've had a rain delay. That ball reached for, hit to the second baseman. Kolbaum playing in and retires Busman 4-3.
Busman,
the Miners go in order. We've completed two
in
our softball sectional semifinal. Nashville leads Gillespie 6-2.
On no hits with nobody left.
Tim Myers, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie softball sectional semifinal as we go top three. Nashville leading Gillespie 6-2. It'll be Colleen Yonke, Jill Kuhl, and Ryan Stigman for the Hornets. Here in the top half of the third. First ball swinging on a line out
boy.
To Kaduk. And she had to reach the last minute to snag that for out number one. I think the wind was
Yonke
playing tricks there.
Lines out.
He had some
to
natural
the right
slice
for
and
the
spin
first
on that
out in the
off
inning.
The bat that
That'll
time
bring
of
up
Yonke.
The designated hitter.
Yeah, definitely. Moving that
Kuhl.
Ball when it gets up in the air.
So one out. That'll bring in Jill Kuhl, the designated hitter. She singled and scored back in that second. Nashville sent 10 batters to the plate in that six run second. That misses outside for ball one to Jill Kuhl. Sophomore DH hitting from the left side. Well, they've got some big, strong-looking girls, don't they?
I was going to say that, you notice that Hannah has to move her hand on that one. And in that Saturday game, never had to move her glove.
Yeah, Sydney hit her spot all day long. That fouled straight back, one ball, one strike. Sun trying to come back out from beyond the clouds here. As right now, the third baseman, Busman, kind of in the sun a little bit, home plate. Seeing some sun as the wind continues to blow out towards right field. One ball, one strike. Outside, 2-1. Gillespie's seventh sectional appearance in the last 11 seasons. They've gone just 1-5, though, in the semifinal. upstairs, 3-1. 6-2, Nashville with the lead. They beat Columbia in their regional championship. Gillespie down to Alton Marquette. Fires 3-1. Fouled left side out of play, 3-2. Baseball sectional action for you tomorrow. A 2A semifinal has Quincy Notre Dame at North Mac. We'll have live coverage at 4:15 tomorrow on WQSMI FM 106.1 and streaming online at WQSMIRadio.com. Full count. Popped up on the infield. Bussman makes the call and the catch for out number two.
Kuhl pops out to the third
That'll
baseman.
That'll bring in Ryan Stigman
for the second
out in
the
victim,
inning.
Her first
That'll bring out
plate
left
appearance.
Fielder,
that was the
number
first
21,
out back in the second.
Ryan Stigman.
At that point, we thought it might be the start to Sydney getting herself out of that first and third nobody out situation. She got it to two outs, but could not get that third out before five more runs had crossed. That ball fouled out of play right side. Bases clear, two out, top of the third inning. Gillespie had the momentum for a brief moment. Nashville snatched it back in a big way in that second inning. The one strike pitch outside, 1-1. You know, we talked, Carl, about Sydney Byers attacking the first pitch she saw out of the rain delay. That's exactly what Nashville did to Byers in that second inning.
Attacked early and got a lot of hits. Had a couple miscues that really cost her.
That ball hit to the shortstop. Segura has it on the first out is Stigman, 6-3. So a 1-2-3 inning for Sydney Byers as we go bottom three in our sectional semifinal. Nashville leading Gillespie 6-2. Tim Mies, Carl DeBar back here at the Gillespie Softball Complex behind Ben Gill Elementary. We go bottom three in our softball sectional semifinal with Nashville leading the minors 6-2. Michaela Hayes, Keaton Link, Sydney Byers, 2, 3, and 4 for Gillespie, working against Josie Woodrum. That's ball one inside.
Woodrum's
Hayes walked and scored in the first.
Yeah, I was going to say Woodrum struck out two so far in this game, has three walks all in that first inning.
And you really can't really count those walks in terms of her statistics for the game.
It
you
wasn't,
know what I mean?
It was a tough battle for her to throw a strike.
I mean, that was in a really big rain, that entirety of that first inning before the rain delay. Two balls, no strikes on Hayes. And she walked three and was behind Byers 2-0 when the game was put into a rain delay. There's a call, strike one. You know, Carl, let's not forget, too, Reagan Bussman got thrown out
right
in the third in that first inning.
He lost an out and a run in that first. Could have even been a much bigger inning.
Hayes hits it softly on the ground to third. Hunter has it across for the out. 5-3. Hayes is retired.
Hayes grounds out to the third baseman for the first out in the inning. Bringing up
the
center fielder, number 10,
Taylor,
Keaton
Woodrum
Link.
Woodrum has now retired 6 in a row. That'll bring in Keaton Link. It has gotten cooler here at Gillespie. Michelle Smith's got a long sleeve jacket on now. A lot of softball left to play here. Link, first ball swinging, slashes it foul out of play for strike one. The same premise as in the second inning, Carl. You just got to, if you're Gillespie, you want to get something on the board here. At least get maybe a run. Obviously, anything more would be wonderful. But start cutting into this lead just slowly but surely. Slowly cut away at it. That's outside. To Keaton Link.
Say a walk, a bloop, and a homer.
That'll work. We'll take it.
And slowly hit out of the park and one run game then.
Link hits that on the ground. That's in the center field for a base hit.
Hits
on the second
too.
Base side of the bag.
It's work too.
Link singles to center field.
So
Keaton
aboard
the
for the second
number
time
21,
today. She walked
Sydney
and scored in the first.
Byers.
That'll bring in Sydney Byers. Two run single in the first pitch she saw. After that 26-minute rain delay.
Well, our latest little rainfall isn't near as heavy.
No, it's just kind of a little spitting rain right now.
And doesn't look to last long.
As Byers takes a called strike one.
Maybe it's a good sign.
Maybe it is.
Woodrum does seem to struggle with a little moisture there.
One strike offering from Woodrum to Byers. Kidney takes strike two. The Pirates has looked at two here. She's in the hole 0-2, and she's going to have to battle. Link, the runner over at first, with a one-out single. Shelby Taylor waiting on deck after Byers does something. Outside, ball one. One ball, two strikes on Byers. Outside, 2-2. Sydney showing the patience here. A 6-2 Nashville lead. They got all six of their runs in the second. After Gillespie got two in the first. Byers hits that on the ground into center field. Past the diving shortstop, Pastavich.
Byers singles to center field.
Back-to-back singles, and Gillespie has something cooking here. With Shelby
number
Taylor
seven,
coming
up. Fielder, Shelby
single
Taylor.
Her first plate appearance. Throw a lot of the Gillespie hits right up the middle, so they are staying on the pitchers of Woodrum here.
Yeah, they are. They've been looking a lot better in this inning than they did that second inning.
Burton Olley, again, the courtesy runner for Byers over there at first. This is one of the batters Gillespie loves to have up in these spots. Shelby Taylor, 389 on the year, 29 RBI. Takes ball one outside. Shelby always likes to be in these types of situations. Relishes it. Woodrum's 1-0 pitch to Taylor. Outside, 2-0. Boy, Shelby could be sitting on something fat here. Wind blowing out towards right. The lightest of drizzle falling right now. The darker cloud comes overhead. Outside, 3-0. As we approach 6 o'clock here on WAOX, Staunton, Edwardsville, and the River Bend, you're listening to 2A sectional semifinal softball here on 105.3 The Ox. Nashville leading Gillespie 6-2 as we play bottom three. The 3-0 right there for a called strike one. Link, the runner out at second. She singled. Burton Oy, the courtesy runner for Byers over at first after Sydney singled. Woodrum behind, 3-3. On the left-handed swinging Shelby Taylor. Chase ball four, pops it up on the infield. Infield fly has been called for, and Woodrum makes the catch.
Taylor flies out to the pitcher.
As Shelby, chase ball four, and she's frustrated. That'll bring Chloe
up number
Segura.
Eight, the shortstop, Chloe Segura.
A little over-anxious there, Tim. Could have just took the walk, but was thinking,
damage.
Crushed the ball.
Thinking damage.
Did not work.
So it'll take a two-out knock here from Segura. Hit 325 on the year, 22 RBI. They go with 11 doubles. First offering to her, just a little bit high for ball one. Overcast and breezy day after that rain shower pushed through. Put us in a 26-minute rain delay. The 1-0. Hit right back to Woodrum. She has it underhand shoveled to first and Yankee, and the side is
Segura
retired.
Gillespie
will strand two. We've completed three here in our softball sectional semifinal. Nashville leads Gillespie 6-2.
Lady Meyer score no runs on two hits with two left. Number
15,
the shortstop.
Here at Gillespie
Emmy
in this sectional
Paskovich.
Semifinal. Nashville leading 6-2. The Miners got two in the bottom half of the first. Nashville came back with six in the second inning. Carl, other than the second inning there, it's been 1-2-3 in the other two frames for
boy.
Sydney. But Nashville sent 10 batters to the plate in that six-run second. And the first pitch here in the fourth hits Emmy Paskevich. She's aboard. On the hit by
they'll
pitch.
They'll bring up number seven, the right fielder,
right
Gayla Krieger.
The elbow area. Gayla Krieger will step in. She was a strikeout victim back in the second. She will hit from the right side. As Gillespie needs to hold Nashville 2-6 here the rest of the way. Squaring, pulling back, taking ball one was Krieger. Two good softball programs squaring off here in this sectional semifinal. Mother Nature got in our way at the start. After the 26-minute rain delay, we're good to go now. They're offering at the bunt, yes. And Krieger has a one ball, one strike count. She tried to pull back. She was just too late with it. Still kind of a grayish, rainy-looking cloud hanging over the top of the diamond here, Carl, but I don't think it's spitting rain at this precise moment. We see a lot of blue sky now around Gillespie. That ball bunted. The pitcher, Byers, has it on to first, out as Reif covers, checks the runner at second, back in safely. So the sacrifice will go 1-4.
First out of the inning. With the runner on second base.
Paskevich moves up to second. In the top of the order, and Valerie Combs.
Catcher, Valerie Combs.
Combs had a two-run double in that second inning. Takes that low for ball one. I think that her double put Nashville ahead. She bats the runner at second and one out here in the top half of the fourth inning. In the dirt, gets by Barrett to the screen. And up to third goes Paskevich.
And characteristic of Byers, a hit batsman and a wild pitch, one inning. Not really in her groove right now again. Not things she does most of the year.
Getting to these games and uncharacteristic mistakes are not uncommon. Upstairs, 3-0. Of course, if you're sitting 2, you're probably starting to press a little bit maybe. As you know, you do not want to let Nashville get any farther out in front than they already are. 6-2, the Hornet lead. A 3-0 count on Combs, and ball four. Runners
Combs
at the
walks.
Corners, one out.
Bring up number
and
three,
Jordan Donato will step in now.
Jordan
She's one
Donato.
Out of two. A run scoring single back in that second inning. She will hit from the left side. Nashville has a real chance to blow this game open. Donato didn't get the sign, so she's going to head down and talk it over with her head coach, Sean Rinth. You don't want to miss sign at this stage of the game.
Runner at third and first. Might have a play on.
Reagan Bussman playing in, of course, at third, as is Michaela Hayes over at first. Gillespie will look to cut this run down at the plate. The entire infield playing in. Squaring. It's low and blocked by Barrett. The runner Combs moves up to second on the play. So second and third now for Nashville. A 1-0 count on Donato. Sydney Byers had to work in the second. She has to work here in the fourth. Try to keep it a 6-2 ball game. The 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0. We'll have high school baseball for you tomorrow. Sectional semifinal action. Quincy Notre Dame at North Mac. Live coverage 4:15 on FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. The 2-0 outside, 3-0. As Donato is showing bunt again. Pulled back, took ball three. Waiting on deck is Josie Woodrum. She had a two-run single in that six-run second. A 3-0 right there for a called strike one. Top of the fourth inning. And these types of games, Carl, get late in a hurry.
They do. Yet still, premier pitching on both sides.
The 3-1 outside, a walk, and the bases are loaded. Back-to-back walks
Donato
issued
walks
by Byers.
Load the bases.
Loads up the bases.
For the pitcher, number 19,
so a hit
Josie
batter
Woodrum.
And two walks.
No,
have
not normal.
The bases.
Like I say, Sydney has not looked in her normal routine at all in this inning.
When asking for trouble against a lineup like this Nashville squad, a hit batter and two walks have loaded the bases. In steps Woodrum. 1-for-2 today. Fly to left, two-run single. In the second, fouled straight back for strike one. Whitley Hunter is on deck, the cleanup batter for the Hornets. And that's one of the great nicknames, you know. It's not Lady Hornets. Hornets.
It's a Hornets.
That's right. I always like the girls' sports teams that don't just put lady in front. Like, go the other way. Minute Maids.
Yep.
Called strike. Because I think the T-Town Junior High, I think they're the booties instead of the wooden shoes.
Yeah. Not the wooden booties, though.
They're not that, no. No balls, two strikes. Base is loaded, one out. Woodrum rips That is into right field past the diving can Duke. At least two runs will score. It's going to clear the bases as Woodrum cruises into second with a three-run double. Both walks and the hit batter come around to score.
Woodrum doubles to right field.
Well, like I say, Tim, you knew something was up when Sydney threw one back to the screen or bounced it to the screen and was like, ooh, a hit batsman, a wild pitch, and then two more walks later, too.
Boy, and rough for Sydney, Carl. She's had such a great career, wonderful senior year. And you can only wonder what's going through her mind right now. She is not used to getting hit around like this. Is Michelle Smith going to come out of the dugout and talk?
Not her usual pitching. Lost a little mechanical something going wrong.
And this is the brutal reality of postseason play when you're in high school, right?
Oh, yeah.
To where you almost kind of forget about all the great things that you did, right? And it's like,
Curtis
the last game isn't going my way at all.
Base,
and you just have to find
Ashlyn Frazier.
Persevere and overcome. And Sydney will, and she will. But it's not very often you see Sydney Byers give up 9 runs through 3 1/3 innings.
Yeah, you go. The big 6-run inning was tough. But, yeah, 2 plays just have to be made, really. One by yourself. And if you make them, there's no run scoring in that inning, I don't believe. I think the double scored those runs that started it, and it should have been an out.
Josie Woodrum has now driven in 5 on the day. 2-run single, 3-run double. And Byers' first offering to Hunter misses for ball 1. So a 6-run second. Nashville now working on a 3-run 4th. Still only 1 out. That ball ripped out into left field. Taylor's on the move. She's not going to get that. That's going to one-hop the fence. Woodrum will score as Huntley slides into second with an RBI double. It's 10-2 Nashville.
Hunter doubles.
Miller just very hard-hit ball.
One run will score.
Taylor did a great job throwing it in the relay. Made it a close play, Tim, and good speed on the bases. But still, she makes it in, but it was very well executed to throw to second.
5th double by Nashville here today. 3 in the 6-run second, 2 here in what is the 4-run 4th. And I think Michelle Smith is going to make a change. Sydney Byers has given up 10 runs here, and yet Michelle's going to take the ball from Sydney. And Sydney Byers should not hang her head in any capacity at all, Carl. You think about how dominant she has been over the course of her career, and especially this year. She's going to come off the field, and she should get a really nice ovation from these Gillespie fans. She has been fantastic for the minors her senior season, and that is a rough way for her to walk out of the circle for the final time.
Really tough for her to have this type of game. You're right, that's for sure.
10-2, Nashville with the lead, 1 out here in the top half of the 4th inning. We're going to have a pitching change for the minors. We'll tell you about that when we come back following these messages on the Ox. So Sydney Byers is done after 3 1/3 innings, Carl. She's going to give up 10 runs in the ball game, and she'll be replaced by sophomore Megan Reif. Sydney goes to first, and then Michaela Hayes moves from first over to second. And Reif from second into the circle. As Colleen Yonke will step in. She's 1-for-2 today. RBI double run scored back in the second. First ball swinging, hits it foul past third base. 7th batter to hit here in the inning for Nashville. 10 unanswered runs for the Hornets. We had a 26-minute rain delay in the bottom of the first inning. As Josie Woodrum was dealing with control issues because of the wet softball, walked 3 in that first prior to the rain delay. That ball popped up, skied. The left fielder Taylor coming in, and she's going to make the catch on the edge of the outfield grass. The wind just kept pushing that in. He called it early.
Yankee flies out.
Which you prefer.
Yes.
It's a tough catch for the infielder because she's going back with it, blowing the wind, blowing it.
Yes, Figueroa is real happy to hear Shelby calling that softball off. Here's Jill Cool now stepping in. The designated hitter, one for two today. Single and a run scored. That was back in that six-run second. This has been a four-run fourth as the first offering for Reif rides high, ball one. Barrett flashes the signs for Megan Reif. That offering rides high and inside, 2-0 on Jill Cool. The even innings have not been kind to Gillespie here today. The first and third innings, Byers set Nashville down 1-2-3. The second and fourth innings, they've scored 10 runs. Three balls, no strikes on Jill Cool. Ryan Stickman waits on deck. Rice 3-0. Inside, ball four and a four-pitch walk. The runners
cool
at first
walks.
And second now
puts
for Nashville.
On first and second.
This will be the ninth
the
batter of the inning.
Ryan Stickman.
Going to get a runner over at first base for Nashville. That will be Daphne Kolbaum. She had been the designated player. She's been playing second today.
Now entering...
So that will
running
eliminate
at first base, number
DH
nine, Daphne Kolbaum.
Nashville. That's Ryan Stickman, the junior left fielder. 0 for 2 today, a strikeout victim in the second, grounded out to short in the third. First offering called strike one. Baseball tomorrow, sectional semifinal, QND at North Mac, live at 4:15. On FM 106.1 and WSMIRadio.com. That's a called strike outside corner, nothing and two. Cardinal baseball coming up in about 5 minutes on WSMI AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. Hosting Cleveland tonight. Quick little two-game series down at Busch. The 0-2. Chopped foul at the plate. This field took quite a bit of water during that rain shower that rolled through. And five bags of Diamond Dry, I think is what I saw go down.
Well, in pretty good shape now, Tim, with a long time we had the breeze. That helped a lot.
We saw Whitley Hunter get tangled up in the mud
earlier,
right in front
yeah.
of third base after that rain delay. Outside and high, 1-2. Old Glory not doing much now out in dead center field here at Gillespie. And just as I say that, the wind starts to pick up ever so slightly. A little rustling of the flag out there. One ball, two strikes. Outside and high, 2-2. Boy, if Stickman reaches here, Carl, Nashville will have batted around twice.
And went one down, 2-3. Two already.
That's right.
It's like they're going to have.
Outside, 3-2.
You don't see six-run innings in good softball usually. It just doesn't happen. This team's got that ability with 1-9 hitting.
Yeah, when you look at the numbers, it's like, man, there is a lot of power and production in this lineup, and we have seen it here today. Three balls, two strikes, two on, two out, and a walk. Bases will be loaded. And Nashville will indeed
Stickman
bat around
walks.
For the second
bring
time
number 15,
in
the shortstop,
four innings.
Amy
they sent 10 to the plate in their six-run fourth, and they are sending their 10th batter to the plate now in what has been so far a four-run fifth.
Already five walks, one-hit batsman by the minors, uncharacteristic of their team.
Or four-run fourth, excuse me.
Yeah, the six-run inning, now four, and it could be a lot more with set bat.
Emmy Paskevich now stepping in. She's walked and scored a run, hit by a pitch, and scored a run. That hit batter started this top of the fourth inning. That seems like a long time ago
it
now.
It was a long time ago.
So Paskevich batting for the second time in the inning, the 10th Hornet to hit here in the fourth. First ball swinging to Byers in foul territory, gloves it for the out. and the side is retired. But Nashville knocks Sidney Byers out of the game. They score four more runs. And as we go bottom of four, Nashville leading Gillespie 10-2. Tim Eyes crawled the bar back here at Gillespie. Softball sectional semifinal, all Nashville through 3.5, leading 10-2. 10 unanswered as Megan Wright, first ball swinging, lifts it to right side, foul territory. It drops down, but a great effort by Daphne Kohlbaum. She covered a lot of ground over there, just came up short. And then the first baseman, Colleen Yonke, she got tangled up and hit the ground. She's had a rough afternoon.
Well, ground and the fence.
Ground and the fence. Caught them both, huh?
Man.
It was Colleen who got tangled up at third base after that rain delay. Got caught in the mud trying to come home and score. And then she fell hard there. Fell hard again just a moment ago. One strike on Megan Reif. Megan, a strikeout victim, her first plate appearance. That one bounces in for ball one. Reif, Kaduk, Barrett, 7, 8, and 9 for Gillespie here in the home half of the fourth inning. Woodrum has her sign from Valerie Combs. Inside, ball two. Freeburg or Bree Central, that's who the winner gets on Thursday for the sectional title. Gillespie's got a lot of work to do. Down 10-2. Inside and low, 3-1. 10 unanswered runs here for Nashville. Sent 10 batters to the plate in the second, scored 6 times. Sent 10 batters to the plate in the fourth inning, scored 4 times. The 3-1, inside and low, and a leadoff walk.
And the first walk
by
Woodruff since the first inning.
Number 3, Eve
and we're not
Kaduk.
Really counting those walks in terms of any type of indictment on her control today.
Basically, she was a 1-2 walk per game average, so...
But we know when pitching in a pretty good rainstorm, that average goes up.
It goes way up. Might have been 4.
Here's Eve.
Give her time.
Checks her swing, takes ball one.
If they wouldn't have stopped play, I bet it would have been ball 4 on
the next
batter.
I don't think there was any way that Woodrum was going to be able to throw 3 strikes and 4 balls in that type of rain in the first inning.
Right. Yeah. Especially Sydney, so...
Swing and a miss by Kaduk. Evens it up. 1-1. Said he was ready for the first pitch after the rain delay, though. Hit it into right center field for a 2-run single. Gillespie's only runs of the day. Kaduk fouls that back in her hands. 1-2. Orange jerseys for Gillespie. Black pants. Nashville has the blue pants, the gray jerseys. Nashville's jerseys matched the skies earlier at the start of the game. Those have lightened here as we've moved along into the bottom of the fourth. A 10-2 Nashville lead upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Eve Kaduk. Gillespie 22-6 on the year. Played their normal high-level schedule. The 2-2 ripped foul. Has Michelle Smith ducking down there in third base. Building. Eve squared up and hit it the other way.
Yeah, the old encouragements, clap, clap, and hit it that way. Not toward me.
Not toward me.
A big gap out there.
That's right. That's where you want it. Reif, the runner over at first. She walked to lead off the inning. Kaduk hits that foul past third again. Gillespie just needs to chip away, just get a little rally started. You never know what might happen. Stranger things have happened, I guarantee you that.
Yeah, we've seen a few of them this year.
Oh, boy. Yeah, just when you think something can't happen in high school sports, just wait a moment. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Inside and low. Reif down to second, and she is safe. Yes, just got in ahead of the tag. That was bang, bang, as the ball was low, blocked by Combs. Didn't scoot that far away, but Reif aggressive.
Aggressive. Found out, and of course, we probably already knew that from scouting reports. Combs has a strong arm.
You crawl like in that spot. In a 10-2 game, you better be safe. And she was. Three balls, two strikes. And strike three called. That's Kaduk. Thought she had taken ball four. Eve out
Kaduk
on strikes.
Out looking for
that'll
the first
bring in Hannah Barrett.
That'll bring up the catcher number one, Hannah Barrett.
For Hannah, she flied out to right her first plate appearance. As the Miners will be turning the lineup over for just the second time after Barrett's at bat here. First pitch to Hannah in for a called strike one. Megan Reif, the runner out at second. She led off the inning with a walk, took second on a ball in the dirt. Kaduk struck out. Now Hannah Barrett takes ball one in the dirt. One ball, one strike. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 on WSMI FM 106.1. Get you caught up on all the action from the high school activity around the state. There's a swing and a miss as Barrett went up out of the zone there. One ball, two strikes. Bottom of the fourth inning. You're in the sectional semifinal. I think sectional seven is what it's actually called, Carl. No actual host this year. There's random
never
numbers.
Matter.
Upstairs, 2-2. I think it's sectional 7G-6.B.
I see.
Yes.
It's one of those.
It's one of those. 2-2 our count. 10-2 our score. Nashville out in front. Reif, the runner out at second for Gillespie. As Barrett fouls that straight back. Tell you what, the rain didn't scare the crowd off, Carl.
No, very good crowd. Gillespie Miners always have good crowds at their sporting events. And got to say, Nashville brought a nice big crowd themselves.
They always travel well.
Yeah. It's a pretty good travel, too. I didn't ask how far or check.
Popped up, foul, out again, out of play again. Two balls, two strikes. Barrett in battle mode here. I'm trying to reach base some way, somehow. But if you can get 2-1 with one out in the top of your order coming up, Carl, maybe get something working here in this fourth inning. Foul the way again. Good at bat here from Barrett. Carl, no matter what happens here, this is a quality at bat for Hannah Barrett.
Working the pitcher. She's had it easy since the first. She threw a lot of pitches back then.
One on, one out, two balls, two strikes. The count to Hannah Barrett. Lifts that foul down the left field line just beyond the Nashville dugout. They got that softball return here. Carl, there's a couple of them sitting in there as Hannah has depleted the softball supply in this at bat.
Wiped
at least four or five pitches. Can't have enough softballs on a day like this. 2-2. Fouled again. She was fooled in that pitch, but she kept her hands back and got a piece.
Like I say, whatever happens, she made a good battle for it.
Well, a great at bat. It always feels like a better at bat, though, if you get rewarded.
Oh, yeah.
Two balls, two strikes. Strike three called. The ball scoots away from Combs. Barrett down to first, and she is out. So it goes down as a strikeout looking, but it was a good at bat.
Barrett,
Barrett
strikes out looking, thrown out at first
Fouled
base.
Off a lot
for the
of
second
pitches
out in the inning.
From Woodrum there.
That'll bring up the leadoff hitter, number six, third baseman,
but anytime
Reagan
you tell a kid good at
Busman.
Bat after that, they always just shake their head like, I don't know, I don't feel, it didn't feel like it. But it was. So here's Reagan Busman. Minor leadoff batter, walked in the first, was thrown out at third trying to steal, then bounced out to second, back in the second. Takes ball one.
Yeah, probably a lot of those times it's like you fought off a couple tough ones you couldn't hit, but you also fouled off a couple you really wanted to whack.
No, that's exactly right.
And you only remember those when you go back to the dugout.
That's how that works. The 1-0. Busman lined right to the second baseman, Colball, who was playing in. She gloves it for the third out of the inning. So Gillespie will strand one runner.
Busman
we've completed four here
in
the sectional semifinal.
The inning,
Nashville leads
inning,
Gillespie
Miners,
10-2.
No
and we're back. And we're back in the fifth inning. Nashville up to bat. Megan Riff pitching for the Miners. Burrow, strike one. Little foul ball. Here's the next pitch. Low and outside. 1-1 the count. And Megan's next pitch is outside in the dirt. Ball 2. 2-1 count. Couldn't even find which person's up on your score tape.
Can't keep track of my numbers here?
3-1.
3-1 the count on Kayla Krieger.
2-1.
2-1 on the ninth place batter. Rife's offering hit on the ground to second. Hayes has it on to Byers for the out. And Krieger is retired 4-3.
Krieger bounces out to the second baseman for the first out in the inning.
That'll turn the lineup over to the leadoff batter, Valerie Combs.
Number 17, Valerie Combs.
Carl, this has been the trouble spot for this Gillespie pitching staff, but it's been the trouble spot, I think, for every pitching staff that has dealt with Nashville this year.
That trouble spot, yeah, pretty much through the whole order of Nashville.
It's a big spot.
It is. And when they get rolling, they put on some runs.
That ball lifted in the air down the left field line. That is trouble, and it is gone for a home run.
Yeah, just when the wind died down, Tim, and the wind would have helped hold it up. But right at this point, the flag is limping. The homer is done.
Miners 2.
So here in the fifth inning,
number 3,
a home run for Valerie
Combs
right down the left field line. That makes it 11-2. That ball was hit way up in the air, Carl, but there was no wind assistance there.
Yeah. Well, it would have been against it. If we had our wind going, it would have been about 10-mile-an-hour wind, which we had some heavy wind throughout this game, just not right then.
200 feet down the lines here at Gillespie. It's 11-2 at Nashville, top of the fifth. So Valerie Combs on the day now is 2 out of 3, a two-run double, a home run, and 3 runs scored. Upstairs, that caught our home plate umpire flush. As the batter ducked out of the way, Barrett couldn't corral it, and boy, Vince Webster took that one clean off the shoulder. He's walking around. He is definitely feeling that. The Nashville trainer is going to come out and
got on the shoulder.
Ooh. And, of course, Carl, you know how it is, whether you're umpire or catcher. It always hits you where all that padding's not.
No, yeah, perfect spot.
Think about those old-style protectors they wore. Yeah, like the big blockers.
The American League had them where they just hold them.
That's right. You know, they didn't look as good, but they were more effective. That is not a good feeling, as Mr. Webster might not be using his right arm too much the rest of this day. That caught him clean. It couldn't have caught him any more flush.
Mm-mm.
At first, I thought it hit the batter.
Well, it got his shoulder, and then the face mask was the only other place it went to. By then, though, it wasn't moving much.
1-0-2 Donato, ball 2. But if you're Megan Rifecrawl, a young sophomore, how hard is it now to see a ball go over the fence to not be afraid to put it back over the plate?
Oh, absolutely.
Two balls, no strikes. Top of the fifth inning, all Nashville here today. Inside, 3-0.
It's also going to be hard to get a corner strike.
Yeah.
After you hit the umpire.
That doesn't help your case, usually. Three balls, no strikes. Upstairs, about the same position that hit the umpire on the previous pitch, but Barrett gloved that one, a four-pitch walk. To Jordan Donato.
The pitcher, number 19,
so here's
Josie
Woodrum. A two-run single in that six-run second, a three-run double in the four-run fourth.
Five
RBI, 2 for 3 today. And she's pitched a nice ball game once the rain stopped harassing her. Squaring, pulling back, taking a ball, the runner onto second, and safe.
Safe through beater. Pretty well, but too far up the first base line, Tim. And she was behind the throw then. If the throw had been on the base, I think she had her.
I think you're right.
Yeah. Throw was way ahead of her, but it was way onto the first base side.
One ball, no strikes on Josie Woodrum. She lifts that into center field. Keaton Link has a beat on it, makes the catch for the out. Now the runner's going to tag and go to third late and safe. Oh, that's a heads-up base running play by Jordan Donato. She was at the bag, did not go
Woodrum
on the catch.
Flies out
and as soon as Link
field.
Let go of the ball, Carl, to throw it into
the
infield, she
the
took
inning.
Off.
That'll
that
bring
is
up
smart.
The third baseman.
That's all timing.
That's
Whitley
timing.
Hunter.
Hesitate a little too long, you're definitely going to be out, but she did it exactly as soon as the throw started.
That's a big run over there, Carl. It's a 9-run
right.
game.
There'll be the 10-run rule.
Top of the fifth here, so Whitley Hunter at the plate. She has a double run scored and an RBI double. So 2 for 3 with a pair of doubles and an RBI today. Takes ball one.
Yeah, any hit, of course, through the infield is going to score the runner here.
But for Glispy, you want to do everything to keep that run over there. You don't want to get short game in the sectional. The 1-0 inside, 2-0. And Carl, this is a game, too. I think once it's over, I think Glispy's going to almost feel like shell-shocked and like whiplash, like, wait a minute, what yeah. just happened?
A rain delay.
Fires worked a crisp top of the first. Glispy got 2 runs in the bottom of the first after the rain delay, and it's all Nashville since. 11 unanswered. There's a swing and a miss as Hunter went after one at the top of the zone, couldn't catch it. Boy, it's turned into a nice day now, Carl.
Oh, yeah.
Where
not
was
too
this,
much wind.
Where was this 2 hours
just
ago?
Just comfortable.
Upstairs to the back screen, but it comes nope. right off the padding, right back to Barrett. No advancement. 3 balls, 1 strike. Colleen Yonke waiting on deck. We started right on time at 4:30. 18 minutes later, we were in a rain delay for 26 minutes. Three balls, 1 strike. Outside, ball 4. 2 out of the inning, runners at the corners, and Colleen Yonke will come up. She's
Hunter
1 for 3
Waltz.
Today.
That'll bring
had an
up
RBA double and a run scored back in that
Colleen
second.
Colleen Yonke.
Nashville went 1-2-3 in the first. 10 batters in the second, scoring 6 runs. Went 1-2-3 in the third. And then in the fourth, 10 batters, scoring 4 runs. Colleen Yonke, the fifth Hornet to hit here in the fifth. 11-2 Nashville with 2 outs. Squaring, pulling back, taking strike one, and now the runner stopping between first and second, trying to bait Glispy into a throw so the run could come home from third. The miner said, no, we weren't born last night. You take second base. You can have it. No harm in trying, though.
No.
If it works once a year, you feel pretty good about it. The 1-strike pitch upstairs for ball one. We talked about this Nashville offense coming on the air. Combs, the leadoff batter, 362. Donato, the second place hitter, 427. Woodrum, the cleanup batter, 465. Hunter, 417 batter. That ball is ripped into right center field. That will plug the gap and score 2. Yonke cruises into second with a 2-run double.
Yeah, just Yonke good line drive.
They've hit a lot of those
balls
today and a lot of extra base hits.
2-run score.
They've been plugging the gap.
That'll bring up the designated hitter number 28, Jill
Kuhl.
Yonke
hitting 455. Jill Kuhl, who bats 6, hitting 367. The seventh-place hitter, Stigman, hits 379. Their eighth-place hitter, Pleskovich, hits 382. Their ninth-place hitter hits 321.
Right,
I mean,
yeah.
My goodness.
And drives in runs.
And the RBI totals are big. I mean, Combs 31 out of the leadoff spot. Woodrum 32 coming in today. She's up to 37 now with the 5 RBI days. There's ball one to Jill Kuhl. Yonke, who just drove in 2, that gives her, 32 RBI on the season. So, I mean, they just pound the softball. Game in, game out. It's 13-2 Nashville. Inside 2-0. And Glispy's going to have to come up with 2 runs if it stands here to get this game to the 6th inning. 13 unanswered from Nashville. Swing and a miss. 2 balls, One strike on Jill Cool. She's cool one out of two today.
Nope,
in that was
strike
three. Had the count wrong. And the inning is over, but Nashville gets three more runs. And as we go bottom five, Gillespie needs two to keep the game alive. Nashville leads 13-2. Tim Mize, Carl DeBar back here at Gillespie. We go bottom five. Gillespie needs two runs to see the sixth inning. 13-2 Nashville. And Woodrum starts off Hayes with strike one. Michaela Hayes, Keaton Link, Sydney Byers, if anybody can reach, Shelby Taylor.
Woodrum, four Ks, four walks.
That ball put in play. Woodrum able to glove it and moving towards first, retires Michaela Hayes 1-3.
Hayes bounces out
so the
to the
seniors
pitcher
coming
for the
up
first
here
out in the inning.
For Gillespie, and what a
that'll
senior group.
Center field,
this
has
been,
Carl,
this is one
Keaton
of those senior groups to
Link.
Me. It seems like they've been in high school for about 7 years because they were all playing multiple sports as freshmen.
As freshmen, yeah, that's a great thing. They're going to end the year, though, with 22-plus wins for the season and
a regional championship.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely not. Here's Keaton Link taking ball one. I mean, it goes without saying that today did not go the way that they had hoped or envisioned, but that's the way it is, you know. Like, can't do anything about it. That ball hit on the ground to third. Winter has it on to first out.
Link
and
bounces
Carl,
out.
This is a situation to me.
Second out.
If you're Gillespie,
that'll bring out number 21,
you just tip
the first
your
baseman,
to Nashville
Sydney
say, man,
Byers.
You guys are just good.
Yeah, and they are.
And they are.
They played very good defense, and except for the rain inning, Woodrum has been really tough.
And their offense, I mean, that's – one of the best softball lineups I've seen in a long time in terms of the depth, 1-9,
right.
The power, the average. They've got it all. Here's Byers, takes ball one. So Gillespie down to their final hope here for the season. It's Sydney Byers, 13-2 Nashville in the bottom of the fifth. Game Gillespie led 2-0 after one inning. Here's Woodrum's 1-0 pitch upstairs, 2-0. So more sectional semifinal heartbreak for the Miners. They will fall to 1-6 in this round of the playoffs, their last seven trips. That ball laced left center field. That is down, and that's a down over the wall, a home run for Sydney Byers. Carl, that
wow.
thing barely
Byers
got off the ground.
Over the center field wall.
Well, that's when the winds wasn't going to affect no matter what because it was a line drive that went over the fence.
That ball was stung. I didn't think it was high enough to get over the fence. I mean, it was – a scorching line drive that
that'll
was sinking but stung
number seven,
by Sydney Byers today. If you're Sydney, that's
Taylor.
A good way to go out in terms of your high school ABs.
No doubt about it.
Now if Shelby Taylor could do the same thing, we could see the sixth inning. It's 13-3, and Sydney Byers has driven in all three Gillespie runs today. She's 3-for-3 at the plate.
That's most of the hits, too.
I mean, you're correct.
For the Miners. As they did get four walks, they really, except for Sydney, did not have a great hitting day either.
Taylor, first ball swinging down the right field line, foul, as Krieger gave it a look, but she just did not have enough time to get over there. One strike on Shelby Taylor. Boy, you'd love to see a monster two-out rally here and get senior Hannah Barrett to the plate one more time. But that's going to take a hit from Taylor, and then Segura, Ripe, and Kaduk all reaching base. 13-3 our score. Outside. Ball one. The Nashville fans say, ooh, ah. Wind blowing out towards right field. Gillespie down to their final out. 2-1. That ball missed in the dirt. Nice block there by Valerie Combs. Game 2 hours and 15 minutes old, counting the 26-minute rain delay. That ball hit on the ground to second. Kohlbaum has it on to first, and the Nashville Hornets have defeated
the
Gillespie Miners 13-3, and they will play for the sectional championship on Thursday. For Gillespie, their season will come to a close at 22-7 here in the sectional semifinal. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI.
13-3.
Nashville wins it here over Gillespie in five innings, 13-3. The final, Carl, is this game took 2 hours and 16 minutes to play, counting the 26-minute rain delay. And we commented about how it was really going to be two different games with the rain. And boy, was it, as it wasn't raining in the top of the first inning. Sydney Byers, a crisp 1-2-3 frame. The rain started to get progressively worse as that bottom of the first moved along, and Josie Woodrum had no way to possibly throw a strike with the rain that was coming down, so she had walked three. There was a big caught stealing at third, runners at second and third, a 2-0 count to Byers, and we went in to a 26-minute rain delay. First pitch out of that rain delay, Byers cracked it into right center field for a two-run single. So Gillespie led 2-0 after one, and then after that moment, it was all Nashville in a big way as they had 13 unanswered runs until Byers got that home run in the bottom of the fifth. And you just wonder, Carl, no excuses, just wondering. Sydney had a long layoff between the first and the second.
Did not look like the same pitcher she did in the first inning. You know, you do your warm-up, you're ready to go, you fire up that first good inning, and then you're – how long the delay did we figure that
26
out?
26 minutes.
26 minutes plus the time that your team was batting. So, long time in between, and just never – you know, maybe some mechanical thing or just a sore arm or something, because she didn't look right at the end of the game by no means. That's why they took her out.
Bottom line, though, this Nashville team is potent.
Oh, they're potent.
And powerful. My goodness. They're
not taking that away.
No, they're 24-4 now. So Valerie Combs was 2-for-3, a home run, 3 RBI. Whitley Hunter was 2-for-3, a double and an RBI. Two doubles, excuse me, and an RBI. Josie Woodrum, 2-for-4, a double and 5 RBI, and she did great work in the circle after that first. We're not going to count the three walks.
Oh,
the
come
first
on.
Inning. Okay, count.
She ends up with 4 total, the 3, of course, in that first inning. If they would have just kept that first inning going, hey, Gillespie would have had 20 runs. I'm guaranteeing you. She could not throw a strike. But Josie Woodrum, she only struck out 4, so Gillespie was getting contact on her, but not high, you know, solid enough. If you recall, there's some shots in the outfield, but they hung. And the outfielders would be there waiting for them. So they didn't. They had a good little run of a couple singles. And other than that, I think it was mainly Byers with all the offense for Gillespie, too.
3 runs, 5 hits for Gillespie, 13 runs on 12 hits for Nashville. But really, the damage done in 2 innings, a 6-run second, a 4-run third, and then a 3-run fourth as well. But the second inning and the fourth inning, Carl, those proved to be the big innings. I said that wrong because my score sheet's all messed up because they had so many batters.
The second inning.
And the fourth inning were the big ones.
You know, the second inning was no runs, theoretically. It's first and third, a couple miscue plays. Otherwise, that inning is over. And, you know, it could have been a totally different ballgame from that point. That long inning on Byers, I think, just got her out of a groove completely.
That's what makes winning in the postseason so tough,
isn't it?
Because you can't afford the slightest of off days.
Yeah. Didn't have to be an error. It's just a play you don't make. And a play you don't make is an extra out, and that ended up being 5-6 batters in that inning. So that could be the difference in a game, too. But that was really the beginning of the end, obviously.
And there's going to be, obviously, a lot of sad Gillespie Miners tonight on their ride home. But they have nothing to hang their heads about, Carl. You think about the wonderful careers these kids have had. Everything that they had to go through last year to even get to this point this year. As time passes, they will remember all the good times. They'll remember the bus rides, the times in the locker room, the practices, all those things. And they will remember Saturday at Gordon Moore Park winning that regional championship.
Well, and that was, no minor defeat. You got to go back to the fact that they also had to beat their rival Southwestern at Southwestern to go to Alton Marquette and win that game. So that was two big, huge wins that you can hang your hat on and also remember the fact you win a regional championship.
Congratulations to the Gillespie Miners on a great season that comes to a close today in the sectional semifinal at 22-7. Good luck to the Nashville Hornets as they move on to the sectional championship Thursday, where they will face either Breeze Central or Freeburg. We want to thank our wonderful baseball and softball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts are possible throughout the year, so please go out, patronize the businesses you hear on our broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. We've got more sectional play for you tomorrow. It'll be a 2A baseball sectional semifinal, Quincy Notre Dame at North Mac. Live coverage beginning at 4:15 on WSMI FM 106.1 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. So we battled through the rain delay early, and when it's all said and done, a 5-inning victory for Nashville as they beat Gillespie 13 to 3. Thanks to Jennifer Graham. She produced this afternoon's action here on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mize. We say so long from Gillespie.